Audacity. Who gave you attitude? A Haitian gang demands $17 million to free the American missionaries kidnapped on Saturday. That and more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup, coming right up. A notorious gang is behind the kidnap of a group of North American missionaries near Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, officials say. The five men, seven women, and five children were returning from a visit to an orphanage when they were abducted on Saturday. The BBC quotes officials as saying that the missionaries are being held by the 400 Mawuzo gang, also blamed for the kidnap of Catholic clergy in April. Haiti has one of the highest rates of kidnapping in the world. This year has been particularly bad, with more than 600 kidnappings recorded in the first three quarters of 2021, compared with 231 over the same period last year, according to a local civil society group. The rise has come in the wake of President Jovenel Moïse's assassination in July, as rival factions fight to gain control of the country in the face of a struggling police force. The Haitian gang which kidnapped the American missionaries are reported to be asking for $17 million for their release. That demand is captured in this CBS report.
Now to the desperate efforts to free a group of missionaries who are being held for ransom in Haiti. FBI agents are working with local authorities to find the 16 Americans and one Canadian who were kidnapped on Saturday. The Wall Street Journal says a Haitian gang now wants $17 million for their release. That's $1 million each for every victim. This abduction happened just outside the capital city of Port-au-Prince.
Haiti's justice minister is the one saying that the gang is demanding $1 million each for the release of those 17 missionaries. That's according to that Wall Street Journal report. A source close to the gang told us that the kidnapped children are growing increasingly frustrated, crying and refusing to eat.
Haitians took to the streets of Port-au-Prince Monday to protest their government's response to the country's multiple crises, including a surge in violent kidnappings, a deadly earthquake, and the assassination of their president. This comes days after authorities believe a violent gang known as 400 Mawuzo abducted 17 missionaries from an Ohio-based Christian aid organization.
There is so much frustration in the streets here. These Haitians come out pretty much every day to protest the dire political and economic situation. And the poverty creates a fertile breeding ground for the gangs. So many young men without jobs who can be easily recruited.
A family of five from Oceana, Michigan is among the Americans kidnapped. Todd Dooling is the pastor at a local church there.
To have it hit that close to home is extremely heartbreaking. But what about the other families?
Linda works with children in Haiti. She asked we not mention her last name for fear of retaliation. She says the children have a special prayer before leaving the house.
Mommy Linda, please pray that we will be invisible and so that when we walk the streets, we won't be taken. And yet they are.
In Jamaica, some 42 members of the St. James Pathway International Kingdom Restoration Ministries were reportedly in police custody following Sunday's standoff with members of the security force. Police Commissioner Major General Anthony Anderson, speaking to reporters on Monday afternoon, confirmed that 31 women and 11 men were detained for questioning. Commissioner Anderson also noted that a member of the Jamaica Constabulary Force was also in custody and there are suspicions that other police personnel are involved. The Jamaica Observer quotes him as saying that, "There was a police woman here and we are processing that as well. We are aware of a couple of other officers who may be members of the congregation based on what we are seeing inside and of course more information is coming in," he said. Anderson said that members of the police force were alerted to the premises where a three-day convention was being held after receiving a report from an injured congregant who was rushed to the hospital. a congregant here, he said, apparently when she chose to disobey some instructions given to her by the leaders of this organization, reported to the police that she was injured and other information that led us to believe that the others here were at risk. He added, we are very concerned that some form of ritualized killing was going to take place here, and so we did an entry. The police commissioner said that based on reports to the police, some 144 congregants received messages to meet at the religious location for the convention. This, he said, was a cause for grave concern. Meanwhile, a member of the group shared with CVM News her experience during the encounter.
We were told not to bring our phone. My phone is not. It's in my son's car. So right up there.
Who told you not to bring your phone?
The pastor.
Oh, okay.
So where are your son and daughter now?
I'm clueless. So I'm going down to the station to see if they're there. It was very intense. I stood outside, as I said.
You didn't enter at all?
No. As I saw the young man slash and I saw blood, the young lady fell. I said, this is it for me, and I walked away. I could not stay. I couldn't. I've never expect this to happen. Never. Never. I don't know what has gotten into the leader, but it is surprising to everybody.
How long have you been a member of the church?
From 2014. And nothing like this is.
What kind of leader would you say is?
He is I would say charismatic. He, you know, caring and all of that. Helpfully help the members, children who have problems financially to go to school. He would assist them.
In Port of Spain, the Attorney General and his staff were forced to evacuate the Ministry of the Attorney General and Legal Affairs on Monday after an explosive device was found near the building. During a virtual media conference, the Attorney General said police and fire officers were conducting investigations, as TTT News reported.
AG Al-Rari said nearby streets were also cordoned off as the device was found in a car park nearby.
Currently locked out of the Attorney General's office, as a result of the Trinidad and Tobago Police and Fire Services investigating a device which has been found in a car park just next to our building, and investigations in relation to shattered glass on the sixth floor of the Office of the Attorney General.
According to reports, the suspicious package was discovered at the parkade in Port of Spain by workers at the compound. And the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service has launched a manhunt for the suspect in the explosion at Government Plaza, Port of Spain on Monday. The TTPS media statement said officers of the Special Branch and Central Police Station conducted investigations at the Government Plaza and the Office of the Attorney General with respect to reports of the explosion that was heard at the Government Plaza building. Reports from the investigative team revealed a device that appeared to be some modified firecrackers. It said the only confirmed damage that occurred was to the dustbin in which the device was placed. Traffic was diverted along Richmond and Queen Janelle Comisiong Streets, Port of Spain, while investigations were being conducted. The TTPS also says the report of a crack in the glass at the Attorney General's building has not revealed any link to Monday's occurrences. Investigations are continuing.
It is being hoped that a review of an investigation into the murder of a mentally ill inmate will bring judicial reforms in St. Lucia. Here's NBC Prime News.
In 2010, a jury found Kelvin Wilson, 34 at the time, guilty by reason of insanity for bludgeoning his uncle to death with a hammer during an altercation in 2003. Wilson's history of mental illness predates his 2003 arrest, but due to a lack of adequate detention facilities for the mentally ill, he was committed to the Bordelais Correctional Facility. Wilson, who became eligible for release in 2020, never made it out of the prison alive. He was allegedly murdered by a 19-year-old inmate. Prison officials found his bloodied body on September 16th, 2021. NBC Prime has learned a review of Wilson's murder while in custody will commence.
I hope that a proper investigation is carried out and questions are answered in respect of Mr. Wilson. And hopefully, at least some good can come out of this investigation, and Mr. Wilson would not have died in vain. And that the powers that be can start to address how we deal with mental health issues in the society, both in terms of persons who come before the courts of law and even persons who do not and who are in the wider society.
Attorney David Moyston was appointed by the High Court to represent Kelvin Wilson ahead of his 2009 trial. Moyston's inquiries led to numerous red flags and inconsistencies surrounding Wilson's treatment behind bars. Kelvin Wilson's court-ordered psychiatric evaluations only started more than 6 years after the 2010 jury verdict. Bodily officials also confirmed the mentally ill inmate before his death was transferred to the prison's segregated Delta unit, meant for high-risk inmates. According to Moyston, the review of Kevin Wilson's death will commence in November.
November 26, I have only been advised that there is to be a review of the investigation by the correctional facility into the death of Mr. Wilson.
An undisclosed number of inmates at the Bodley Correctional Facility also have similar psychiatric disorders. On paper, inmates do have access to psychiatric support at the prison. However, prison culture erodes that progress. Without the required psychosupport facilities at the Bodley Correctional Facility, managing mental health while in lockup, as was the case for Kelvin Wilson, life-threatening pitfalls loom, even on secure holding units at the prison. Meanwhile, Wilson's alleged 19-year-old killer, Jansen Jacob, was charged on October 14th. Rihanna Isidore, NBC Prime.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Wednesday, October 20th. I am Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.